USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. is checking with Britain about reports that a second British oil tanker has been seized in Iran in the Persian Gulf.
So we don't have very many tankers going in, but we have a lot of ships there that are warships, and we'll talk to the U.K., and we have no written agreement, but we have an agreement. They've been a very great ally of ours.
The president talking with reporters at the White House, the president also noted that Iran has been nothing but trouble. A 43-year-old Brooklyn man is accused of becoming an ISIS sniper and weapons instructor. The man was born in Kazakhstan and is a naturalized citizen. He's charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization and was arrested and transferred to the U.S. from the custody of the Syrian Defense Forces. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 69 points to close at 27,154. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
In political news, lineups are out for the second round of the Democratic presidential debates at the end of the month. Trump 2020 campaign advisor Laura Trump tells Fox and Friends a lot of people will be watching one matchup in particular.
I think Joe Biden is going to be looking out for Kamala Harris because that was a very contentious back and forth between the two of them. She really kind of shut him down there.
The two candidates dig it into a pretty good back and forth over Biden's lack of support for school desegregation by busing back in the late 1960s. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for parts of Nebraska all the way to the Ohio Valley. Temperatures will be in the mid-90s, but with humidity, it will feel like over 105 degrees. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot discusses what her city's doing.
Today, Chicago is activating its extreme weather plan. We have a coordinated, collaborative, and comprehensive response to the coming heat wave, ensuring resources are readily accessible for every Chicagoan.
That heat is expected to last into the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Home Depot co-founder Ken Langone says the difference between him and Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont is that he is talking about doing something. Meanwhile, Langone and his business colleagues actually do something, as he tells Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business.
Let me tell you something about this guy and about us. He's talking about doing something. We're doing something. It's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? He sits up there with a microphone and pontificates and talks about this, that, and the other thing. Bernie, show me your record. Let's go back in your life and show me what you did for somebody else. This was my pitch at Ross's funeral memorial the other day. It was Perot did it. He didn't talk about it. He, right down to the littlest person that needed a break or help, this was the genius of Ross Perot.
USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
Marriage fraud? Reports Representative Ilhan Omar, who's from Somalia, one of the four members of the Progressive Squad, may have married her brother back in 2009. She denies it. Reporter David Steinberg with PJ Media has been investigating this story now for a year. He claims to have evidence she was in a sham marriage with her biological brother. Now, reporters asking President Trump about this. He says there was a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know. But I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.